Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Josh Briscoe, of course, did the pregame, halftime, and the post. Don't forget about halftime. Don't forget about halftime and postgame for the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. His first year doing it, and he's doing a great job so far.
Bink, thank you for making it a little easier in the pregame show every week. I'm always happy to know that our college football segment is just around the corner. It's I don't know if it's halftime for me or not. Time doesn't really matter. It's just what's next. You got to take it one segment at a time. They make it easy.
This week's going to be interesting, though, because we've already talked about the results from last week, but we're going to have the new poll come out. It'll come out tonight between 7 and 8, the new college football rankings that will make a difference. There are so many games on Friday and Saturday that could dictate – college football playoffs as you get down to the end of the year.
See, I'm locked in for the NFL level. You show up and you're gonna catch me up to speed. You're gonna let me know who's good. You're gonna let me know who I should be believing in. That's what that segment's there for. We need a real expert, not a fraud like me.
You were gonna take Jeremiah Love, remember, on the fives.
I'm ready. I that's the only thing that I believe in my heart now is that we gotta get a running back. We gotta get Love for the Heisman. We gotta keep the fives going.
The bottom line is the Chiefs are drafting 15th now. Hopefully that changes and you get to the wild card, which I think is 17th and on. What's the wild card losers are 19th and on. So hopefully the Chiefs keep moving down the draft slot. That's the ultimate goal is being drafting at the end because it means you're winning the Super Bowl. But what do you think about the estimated injury report yesterday? It wasn't a real one. They didn't practice, but they have to put out an estimated injury report, whether if guys would have been full participants, limited participants, you name it. Pickens was on there for the Cowboys as DNP, but for the Chiefs, it was Patrick Mahomes groin, which he was still listed as a full participant in a guesstimate injury report they had to put out, but Rashee Rice on there is limited for the Kansas City Chiefs. You worried at all about injuries for the Chiefs?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think I was probably worried about it as the game ended on Sunday. And you go, wow, they took how many snaps? They were out there for how much? And then still have to be ready to go on a very short week on the road going to Dallas on a holiday, no less. So, yeah, no, I was kind of concerned about just the wear and tear of the turnaround pretty much as soon as we saw that game, not just going to overtime, but how much the offense was already having to carry there. It sounds pretty unlikely that we'll see Trey Smith just based on that Ian Rappaport report about the high and low ankle sprains. Obviously, Noah Gray, that turnaround seems pretty unlikely. I'm obviously hopeful that Rashee Rice is ready to go, and that's a bit of a conservative estimate there that they'd be working him back in. But that I believe ended up being the second most snaps that Travis Kelce has ever taken in a game, or tied for second most at least. Obviously, the O-line has been kind of battling through stuff all year and Trey Smith with the back even before this. So yeah, I mean, this is a really, really tough spot, kind of a war of attrition, if you will. And it seems like the Cowboys probably aren't going to have Tyler Guyton. So maybe you're relatively close to even there, kind of trading him and Trey Smith out, but ultimately, it's a little bit concerning because this is a really tight turnaround and the Chiefs didn't get any favors in the schedule here.
And Kareem Hunt had the most carries he's ever had in the game of 30s. He had 29 twice back in his rookie year in 17. It was against Miami and Houston, but he had 29. He has had 27 sprinkled in a couple times, but usually it's been about 22 for Kareem Hunt, but he gutted it up. The one thing about Rashee Rice is this, and don't know what you were noticing during the game, but after the game, he's talking about Trey Smith and the high ankle. So we're not even talking about high ankle sprain, talking about the injury. But yeah, it's very concerning. The same injury as Joe Alt. He's had two high ankles, so the second one put him gone for the year, and that definitely affects that Chargers offensive line. Trey Smith deal is interesting, obviously. You're following along with that. But Rashee Rice, to me, remember how he kind of battled to get back in the game?
Yeah.
Like he had hurt himself, and the coaches kind of kept him at bay there for a couple plays. And then he comes in, but he went straight down. And he wasn't just protecting the football, in my opinion. He's protecting that hamstring.
Yeah. No, I think that makes sense. And obviously, if that does end up being an impact, again, let's throw probably an unlikely path for Noah Gray on a short week. Xavier Worthy, clearly not 100%. And obviously, he was limited on the estimated report yesterday, mentioning that, you know, Isaiah Pacheco would be a full participant from that yesterday. And Kareem Hunt off of his 900 carry game. A lot of weapons banged up here. And so maybe that's just like a classic spot for Patrick Mahomes where now you go, okay, it's time to win a game, really relying on Hollywood Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. And again, another huge workday for 36-year-old Travis Kelce, who just keeps doing it. But I do think there is something to keep an eye on there, where both of these teams are going to be banged up. They're both on short weeks. But yeah, it's not a super fun list from the Chiefs yesterday. Hoping that we get a little clarity on that today.
Yeah, the funny thing, too, is we talked about the tells that people have. Remember the old Maxwell Hairston tell on Xavier Worthy? It's like, do people forget the Chiefs use the tell against the Bills on which way Josh Allen runs on push-pushes?
Right, that's true.
So they have run. They just don't talk about it, but they do it. Are you confident in the running game if Pacheco comes back? Because I'll say this: the Chiefs are averaging 118.3 yards a game on the ground. That is the highest it's ever been with Mahomes. It averages around 110 yards per game his 7 years previous. Last year was at 105. This year's at 118. 14th in the league. So despite when we see it with our eyes, them not able to run the football, in reality, this is the highest running yards per game since Mahomes has been quarterback.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I do feel relatively good about how it functions when they lean on it. I mean, I think the Bills game is still the one that really stands out where, you know, Kareem Hunt got 11 carries in that game, and he was actually more productive on a yards per touch basis than James Cook was, but obviously the volume wasn't there. Well, you see on Sunday, they give Kareem Hunt the volume, and look, I mean, they still didn't run the ball half the time because they just ran so many dang plays, but you still get all of that work to Hunt, and you say, okay, you know what, we see it being effective here, not always, and very rarely, in fact, being explosive, but it is efficient and effective. And that was against a Colts team that had been better against the run than a team like the Bills had. So bringing Pacheco back into the mix, I do think is a really good deal. I'm very hopeful that he will be able to take that workload a little bit on Thursday, because it just, you asked so much from Kareem Hunt over the course specifically of Pacheco's absence over these last few weeks. But yeah, Pacheco, Hunt back there combined, and maybe you don't need to use the elevation on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Obviously, Elijah Mitchell's not really in the mix. Breshad Smith is a guy in a role in the offense, but he's not getting real carries on a regular basis. I feel okay about that. And then, you know, I know I'm mentioning his name first here, but I think the Damian Pierce signing makes sense. Not for Thursday, but for the long haul here, like especially when you have all this wear and tear on your top two backs. I thought Pierce made a lot of sense as the type of guy to add. Give him some time to acclimate on the practice squad, a long week to get ready after the Cowboys game. So I think that they've made a good move there, even though, of course, this has been a topic of much conversation this year. I feel relatively good about where the group stands, as long as they do kind of lean on him a little bit.
Yeah, Damian Pierce is interesting because so many teams wanted him, according to Aaron Wilson, that covers the Texans in the NFL. I guess Howie Roseman, the Eagles, tried to actually trade for him, which would be in that backfield with Saquon Barkley, so I understand why he didn't want that deal. The Broncos, when Dobbins gets shelved, they needed somebody else. The Chargers need somebody else too, so there's a handful of teams that did want him. He does have experience returning the football. He does have 20 kick returns in his history. He did have 7.3 per carry last year, but he finds himself, you know, his third string running back in Houston. But when do you expect the Chiefs to see him on offense? Is it just going to be special teams? Do you think he'll be on special teams as soon as this Thursday, or is that going to take longer? Because, again, just like the trade deadline, you can go out and get a Breece Hall and these guys, but to fit in an Andy Reid system and understand what they're calling and understand what the quarterback wants you to do are two different things.
Yeah.
That is a very difficult deal. But Damian Pierce, I'm with you. It's going to take a while for offense. Special teams may get in there a lot sooner.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense. And maybe you even kind of circle that game on Sunday night, not of course this week, but next week against the Texans and say, hey, man, you want to get out there and maybe return a couple of kicks against your old team? I do think there's something to that, especially with the Chiefs' issues on special teams. It just feels like they've been on the wrong side of that, giving the ball away or returning it. Either way, it's obviously just been a struggle for that unit for so much of this year. But I do think, yeah, we would all be better off probably trying to temper our expectations for where he ends up in the offense. I think, frankly, for most of this year, offensively, he might be more of a break glass in case of emergency. Like, you know, Clyde only has one more activation from the practice squad before they would need to sign him to the active roster or do some other maneuvering there. And so maybe you do end up needing to call Clyde up one more time. Clearly they're not like super excited about Carson Steele, who's also on the practice squad and hasn't gotten an elevation yet this year. If Hunt and Pacheco are healthy the rest of the season, maybe you see Pierce on special teams and you don't see him on offense. And maybe he's this year's version of Tyquan Thornton, a guy that you get on the practice squad late in the season. You say, hey man, spend the rest of the year here learning the offense. You'll be here in training camp next season, and then we'll see if we can get you into the offense in a larger way. That's exactly what Tyquan Thornton did around this time of the year last season after being cut by the Patriots. So that's kind of the other thing I'll keep in mind, where even if the special teams thing is the main thing for a while, I think it makes total sense to add Pierce in as basically a free addition to your running back room. And if he can give you anything this season, fantastic. Obviously, the Chiefs could use a little more juice at that group.
Talking to Joshua Briscoe from the Chiefs Radio Network, pregame, halftime, and postgame, and Chiefs contributor right here on 96.5 of The Fan. And when you look at the offensive numbers, they're seventh in total offense, second in points per drive. They're very good offensively. And defense is total defense. They're seventh in the NFL, but seventh in defensive points per drive. This week they stood up, and people are noticing the defense once again. This defense has been very good. They're held together by glue, by duct tape, but they're still getting the job done. That fourth quarter in overtime, no first downs for the Colts, 13 for the Chiefs, getting off the field after three times, forcing the Colts to punt. And I know Tony Romo wanted to see him go for it, but I'm telling you, man, the law of averages says the Chiefs only given up 23.5% on fourth down. I think the memo is getting there, Josh. It was first, then it was third in attempts against the Chiefs defense, then it was seventh, now it's 16th in the NFL. Teams just aren't going on fourth down anymore because they're not getting it. They're three out of four times they're not getting that first down against the Chiefs, but that defense, you know, as thin as they are sometimes the defensive line, they got the job done. How confident are you going forward in this defense maintaining that play they had against the Colts?
I mean, it's extremely, extremely impressive how they ended that game on Sunday. I think that has to give you a little bit more confidence going forward. And also, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this is actually the best individual stretch of defense that we're going to see from this team all year, which isn't that a lack of faith. It's just unbelievable that in the fourth quarter and overtime, the Colts ran 12 plays and picked up 13 yards.
Insane.
You like almost literally can't do a whole lot better than that. And that's against an offense that is still the highest scoring offense in football, that had Jonathan Taylor making so much of that seem automatic for them for so much of the year. But when you talk about also the fourth down aggressiveness, it's a lot harder to go for it on fourth down when you're getting stuffed on first down. When all of a sudden it's second and nine, and now it's third and seven, you're probably not going for it when you might have on fourth and one, you know? So being able to keep the Colts behind their own pace that way, behind the sticks, in the most important stretch of football, is so huge. And it is the distinct story of that game. It's important that the Chiefs offense showed that they could do the thing again where they turn it on at the end and they pull a victory from the jaws of defeat. Like a very impressive stretch from the Chiefs offense, but it wasn't perfect. They obviously, Kareem Hunt loses the ball in the red zone and the defense has to stand up. They go score a touchdown and the defense stands up again. The Chiefs have a chance to go tie it up. Well, they go three and out on their own and the defense stands up. Then the Chiefs go down and march to win the game. No, to tie it in overtime. And the Colts start with the ball in overtime and the defense does it again. I mean, it is just a completely, completely dominant stretch of football by the Chiefs defense there. Really, really impressive.
Josh, I ask you two questions before I let you go. I appreciate today's input. We'll see you again on Thursday. But let me ask you about last week's opponent and this Thursday's. Two quickies. The Colts, you believe in Daniel Jones yet or not? Or did he say who he thought he was in the fourth quarter in overtime?
I am trying to be better about having a middle class of quarterbacks that I'm willing to believe in a little bit at some times. And I'm letting Daniel Jones stay in that class right now, where I believe that in some circumstances, in good circumstances with a good game plan, with great weapons and good protection by and large, I think Daniel Jones can win a lot of football games in a good circumstance. I will not be relying on Daniel Jones or Bo Nix or any of that class of quarterbacks come playoff time.
And the final question for you, Dallas Cowboys offense is number one in the NFL right now. Dallas Cowboys have taken that over, and they're number one as far as the put on. Pickens been a little banged up. He was a DNP on the practice report. Do the Cowboys offense scare you at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think secondarily, the fact that their defense has improved at least a little bit, it seems, that scares me a little bit, too. Scare is, you know, a big word for the defense. But offensively, especially, that unit is absolutely for real. What's fun about this at this point is that the Chiefs have shown they can hold their own against really good offenses. They can give their offense a chance to keep up. So I think, and this is a little bit of a cop-out just because this has been so true in the NFL this year, but I think there's a real case where you could build an argument that the Chiefs' defense is going to be, is good enough and is going to be productive enough again to hold the Cowboys' offense within check, and that the Cowboys' defense is a bad matchup for a Chiefs team that's been good against zone coverage and that can score some points when they're firing. But you can also build me the argument that says, yeah, the Chiefs just had a huge win. It's a short week. They're going on the road, Thanksgiving, and that the Cowboys are trending in the right direction on both sides of the ball, and that the Chiefs lose this game, and it's a frustrating fall from the Colts game. I mean, this is going to be, I think, a fine margin football game. Obviously, I do feel pretty good about where the Chiefs stand right now. That Colts game gives you the confidence that you need to make sure the season keeps moving in the right direction. But the Cowboys are a legitimate, like, playoff caliber team, even though they've had some terrible defensive stretches, even though we all watched them tie, it is still a team that deserves all of the respect of a very, very up-in-the-air football game that we're going to see on Thursday. And hey, that's almost every game in the NFL at this point. Unless you're the Raiders, everything's competitive.
I lied, Briscoe, one more. All right, so the Salvation Army kettle is always at the end of the end zone for Thanksgiving games. Yes. And oftentimes a guy does jump into it. A lot of times it's Cowboys guys that jump into it. If a Chief jumps into the kettle first, which one will it be?
Isaiah Pacheco. I had to think about it while you were asking it, and then I had no doubt in my mind. I'm like, Rice and Worthy are banged up, yeah. Lower body things. Don't jump into a slick plastic ball. Mahomes isn't going to do it.
Nope.
I don't know if Kareem Hunt has the explosion.
Kelce might.
If Isaiah... Kelce might, but I feel like he's such a big star. He's also old. He's got to get over the lip of the bowl in there. Isaiah Pacheco hasn't played in several weeks. If Isaiah Pacheco is healthy and he scores running towards that kettle, I think he's going in.
I'm curious there. Joshua Briscoe, hearing him on the Chiefs pregame, halftime, and postgame, does a great job with that. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Bink, I'll see you on Thanksgiving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.